seek you with all our hearts, we will find you. And this morning, Father, we just come before you, seeking you in worship. And we just thank you, Lord, that your word is true, which says, Lord, if we call upon your name, you will answer us and reveal marvelous things to us. Even this morning, we call on your name and on no other name, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, there is restoration in your name and strengthening in your name. We thank you, there is revival and, Lord, power in your name. And we thank you, Jesus, that your name is above every other name. What a privilege to take the name of Jesus on our lips this morning. Father, we thank you that we can, Lord, apply the name of Jesus upon our lips and upon our lives, and we thank you that your name is more powerful than any other name. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ alone is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This morning, Father, we exalt you. Jesus, we exalt you. Holy Spirit, we exalt you. Lord, we pray for breakthroughs. We pray for revival. We pray for strongholds to be broken. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, that the morning past might depart when we stand in the name of Jesus this morning, that we tree might manifest in the lives of each one of your people this morning. We promise you all the glory. Hallelujah. Let your name be lifted up this morning. We lift our hearts. We lift our voices to you. Hallelujah. Church, come on. Lift up that name of Jesus and worship him this morning. Oh, hallelujah. പുതിയുടെ പ്രമാണങ്ങളെ ഹല്ലേലൂയ യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ മാറട്ടെ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ സംബല ജലന്ധന ധനഗട അച്ചുരന്തര ധലപടമ ചന്ദ്രാന്തര ധനവശ്യ ഉടലാ സംബ ജലത്തരാന്തരഗട മനസ്യ അകുരഗടവൽ പതുരച്ചനന്തര ദീശ്യ ആമേൻ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ആമേൻ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഹല്ലേലൂയ. As I stand here as your minister, I humble myself and I ask you to help me to minister your word. Lord, hallelujah, what you want me to minister today, let me do that. And oh, I pray that you will open the hearts of your people that they might receive your word. And not a single word will fall to the ground, but it will fall upon every heart that will bear fruit for your name and for your glory. We promise you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sit down. Hallelujah. This morning, hallelujah, amen. I was all excited up in the early hours of the morning to minister to you a word which God was ministering to me yesterday night. But when I was standing here, the Lord gave me something which I had prepared some time back, and he asked me to minister that, to keep it simple so that even people who have come in here for the first time will understand it, and to just would allow the Lord to minister to you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And let's open our Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 4. The fourth chapter of Philippians. And the fourth chapter and verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. What a beautiful word. Amen. Nice to see you this morning. Rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. Amen. I don't know what your situation is, but are you willing to rejoice this morning? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want your Bible to speak to you, you need to speak to your Bible. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I've seen sometimes people going through struggles and anxiety attacks, and there is only one way that you can have victory over it, and that is by prayer. Are you with me? Amen. God has got no losers. He's got no children who will lose. He is said in His word that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, you are on the victorious side when you are born again, when you have received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Master and Savior. You are on the victorious side. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You are on the victorious side. But what happens to most people is that, just like what happened to the people of Israel when they came out of Egypt, they couldn't see victory and blessings manifested in their lives. Not because God did not call them, God had called them, but because their entire mindset was one which of slave mentality. When God wanted them to have a conquering mentality, they had a slave mentality. And they thought of themselves as a slave. They felt like a slave. They began to do things like a slave when they were a child of God and when they were the real possession of God. Are you with me? And that is why of the 12 tribes that went into the promised land, 10 of them looked at the land and they said, we see giants, we see high walls, we see the enemy against us so strong, we don't think we can go in. In other words, they had a slave mentality. You know why? For 430 years they were slaves and God had redeemed them from slavery, and slavery they were brought out of, but their minds were still slavish. They were still thinking in a slavish way. You hear that? Amen. Sometimes, you know, you look at some people's life and instead of possessing what God has got for them, they're thinking like a slave. Are you with me? When the son, the younger son of the two sons in Luke 15, took all his inheritance and left the father's house and went his own way and spent his living with wrong kind of living, with wrong kind of pleasures. And when he came to his senses, my Bible says, he said, I'll get up and go back to my father's house. There are many servants there. Maybe he will take me as another servant. I mean, in other words, he just had a slavish mentality. But when the son came back, the father said, you are not a slave. You are my son. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, if you want to press on and have victory in your life, you need to make sure that your mind is not slavish, but you begin to think the way that God thinks about you. You hear that? Amen. Hallelujah. That's why you need to open the Bible, look through the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, know who you are in Christ. Amen. Some of you are looking at your problems and say, how can I have victory over it? I don't think I can go against it. You know why? Because you're not thinking the way that God wants you to think about yourself. You're feeling intimidated. You're feeling low. You're looking at yourself and feeling miserable because you are not meditating on the Word of God and allowing the Lord to show you who you are in Christ. Anybody here this morning? Amen. Look at somebody and say, I'm no slave. I might feel like one, but I'm no slave. I'm a child of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. To all those who received Him and believed in Him, John 1 and verse 12, He gave them the right to be called a child of God. Hallelujah. Amen. To all those who received Him and believed in Him, He gave them the right to be called a child of God. Amen. And this morning I want to speak to you on a victory through prayer. Victory through prayer. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Anybody wants to listen to that? Anybody wants to listen to that? Amen. Amen. See, you can have all that God has got for you, and the devil knows it, and that is why he tries to keep well-meaning Christians from praying. Are you with me? And it is said that the devil attacks you right in the early hours of the morning most of the time. And so when you get up in the morning, instead of you're feeling lousy, you are looking at yourself feeling discouraged.
And in the morning itself, he knows if he can get across to you in the morning and attack your mind in the morning, then the whole day you will feel miserable. And so the minute you get up, you're thinking about all the problems that you have in your life, all that you're going through, and you're anxious, and you're worried. And you know you're a believer, you believe in Jesus Christ, but you still go about looking like a slave, feeling miserable. You know why? Because you have not discerned the attack of the enemy against you. That is why the psalmist says in Psalms 5 and verse 3, morning by morning will I seek thee. Amen? Psalms 5 and verse 3 says, morning by morning will I seek thee. Will I seek thee, O Lord, morning by morning. Just not one morning on a Sunday, but morning by morning. Amen? He's saying about his prayer life. He was very conscious of the fact there were many attacks against his life. He was conscious of it and he said, morning by morning will I seek thee. In other words, I will pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, if you look at this word again, Philippians chapter 4 and verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. In other words, the Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing. Hear that word? Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for? When God's word says nothing, it means nothing. Be anxious for? Nothing. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Just one word is enough. Be anxious for nothing. Don't try to figure out how you're going to make it through. How your child is going to get married. How your son is going to have a future. Don't try to figure it out. How your business is going to take off. Don't try to figure it out even how God is going to work in your life. Are you with me? It says in Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Amen? And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him as Lord, and He shall direct your path. You hear that? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him as Lord, and He shall direct your paths. What is God trying to say through that? Stop trying to figure it out in your mind. Stop trying to figure out how you're going to solve the problem that you're looking at in your mind. And trust me. Are you with me? Acknowledge me as Lord. That's what Jesus is saying. And I will direct every path that you have to make. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you kind of anxious and tense this morning? I could feed my spirit. And I said, Lord, I want to high and fly and minister a word, a prophetic word if possible. So I was asking the Lord to stir up a prophetic anointing. God said, no, keep it simple. My word has got the power to set people free, to heal people, to deliver them, and to quicken them, and to restore them, and to uphold them. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good, isn't He? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication. In other words, if you don't pray, you will be anxious for everything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Hallelujah. Whatever your request is, speak it out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you do that this morning? How many of you did that this morning? And don't raise your hands. Some of you might feel left out. And it might discourage me also. Hallelujah. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now I want to tell you how you can pray through and find the victory or the blessing coming into your life. whatever you're going through. And I'm going to keep it very simple. The first thing that you do is in Psalms 100. Open your Bibles to that, please. Psalms 100. Psalms 100 and verses 4. It says there, enter into his gates with and into his courts with, be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. Hallelujah. How is God telling us to pray? God is saying to us, enter into my gates with thanksgiving and into my courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. You know how usually we get into prayer? Lord, you know my problem. Lord, you don't understand what I'm going through. As a matter of fact, nobody understands what I'm going through. Help me, God. That's how we enter into prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. We start off by telling our problems to him. That's how we pray. When God's word says, enter into my courts with thanksgiving. I know what your problem is, but you start approaching me with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Look to this word in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It is amazing. Simple but amazing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And 16 to 18. Rejoice always. Amen. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Some people are getting up in the morning and saying, Lord, I want to know what your will is. And God is trying to whisper into them and saying, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Enter into my courts with hallelujah. And that is why I see many people don't even approach the Lord. They just say what they have to say and then get up and go. Are you with me? But prayer to become effective and for you to see victory in your life, it is simple. The first thing that you do is come into the presence of the Lord with thanksgiving. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thanksgiving in everything. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, we never outgrow thanksgiving. Are you with me? The more spiritually mature you become, the more thankful you become. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you understanding what I'm saying? Well, let's look to it from the life of Jesus, the Gospel of Luke chapter 11. The Gospel of Luke chapter 11. Here the background, you know. Lazarus is dead, one of the beloveds of the Lord. Martha and Mary are calling for Jesus to come. And Jesus is coming. Amen. How many of you know that Jesus comes when you call for him? Amen. Anybody believe that? Amen. And what is the Lord doing? The 41st verse. John chapter 11 and verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Father, what did Jesus say? He didn't say, Father, look to this man, dead for 4 days. Do something about it. He didn't even start quoting a scripture. Lord, your old covenant says you will not allow the Holy One to see decay. No. He said, Father, I thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. What would you have said? I always think about it. I remember a time when somebody in the ministry whom I love a lot outside the state went to be with the Lord, and she was pretty young. She was just about 30 years old. And so her brother said, please, we won't bury the body until you come. So I was on a rest somewhere, and I was in fasting and prayer, thankfully, and so I was feeling very strong and, you know, militant. And I go to that place in Mangalore, and I'm going over that side, and with only one intention in my heart, Lord, I believe in your resurrection power, and they are keeping that body there, not for me to come and say a final blessing over that body, but to see your miracle working anointing. I want to make sure that lady who is just 30 years old will just jump out of her casket and come back alive. And I go there, and some of the believers that we have there were all waiting down for me to come. But I'm going there, and I go in a manual, and I'm praying in the room, and I say, Father, what do I do? How do you want me to do it? Do I start off with a scripture? Or do I just say, come out? What do you want me to do? Hallelujah. Amen. And I was asking the Lord, and suddenly I was not getting any answers. I was feeling ever oppressed. And suddenly I realized I had to just thank him for the situation. I was just feeling pressured by the congregation and by people around, and a lot of unbelievers standing around and say, okay, what's going to happen? They said they follow Jesus. What's going to happen? And I stood there and I began to worship the Lord. And I said, I thank you for the situation. I thank you no matter what's happening. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you are in charge. I give you glory. I give you honor. And I just began to thank him. And when I began to thank him and worship him, suddenly the Spirit of the Lord, there are only a few times where I felt the presence of God or the finger of God so strongly. The finger of God came right down into my spirit, touched me deeply and said, she does not want to come back. You were there? She does not want to come back. And I said, my God, how selfish of us to call her back. If she wants to be with the Lord, why call her back? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What am I trying to tell you? In all circumstances, thank the Lord. Then you will receive your answer from God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the first thing. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Amen. The second word is for effective prayer. After you start coming to the presence of God with thanksgiving, then apply the word to that situation. Are you with me? There you take the promise of God. I mean, you don't just say all your needs just like that, one after the other. You say, Lord, I take your promise. You might be sick and you say, Lord, I'm sick. I'm just tired. I'm just going to... No. God knows you're sick. You know yourself that you're sick. The devil knows you're sick. What God wants to see is whether you have faith. And you have faith in his word. So you take the word and say, Father, your word declares that you will bless my food and water, and you will remove every kind of sickness from my camp. I believe it, and I thank you for that promise. You hear that? Let's look at something amazing. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. The Gospel of Mark, the 16th chapter. And the 20th verse, the disciples are going about everywhere preaching. And this is what the 20th verse says. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming what? The word. Not them. You would have expected Peter and John and all of the disciples to say, Lord, confirm what we are saying. I said, no. I'll confirm what I have said my word. Are you with me? You hear that? Confirming the word. That's why when you go into a congregation, and you need to see what they preach. If it is a congregation that does not believe in divine healing, you will never see healing manifested there. Are you with me? The man of God might be a holy man, but if he does not believe in the scripture which says that there is healing in the name of Jesus, you will never see healing manifested there. Because God will only confirm the preaching of the word or the word that you apply to that situation. Now, if you go into a congregation which does not believe in divine prosperity, and you are in debt and you want to get out of your situation, you don't know what's going to happen, and you go there and pray, there might be good prayer people, there might be excellent and holy people, they might have great integrity, but God does not bless that. God will bless His word. So if that congregation believes that He, the Lord Himself, will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory, and you receive that word and believe that word, then God will work a miracle for you. How many of you are understanding what I'm saying? Amen. If you go into a congregation that does not believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and you need a prophetic word from God, no matter how much time you sit there or stand there, you will never receive anything. Are you with me? But the minute you are open and receive the word of God, which speaks about prophecy and the gift of tongues and whatever gifts of the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible, you will find that gift working upon your life. Amen. The same way when you pray in your personal prayer, if you don't have faith in the word of God, and if you don't pray according to the word, you will never find an answer to your situation. You will keep on praying. Are you with me? Some of you are looking at your life and saying, I've been praying for this problem for a long time. I'll tell you what's happening. You're telling only your problem. God knows your problem. Everybody knows your problem. But you have not told Him what you believe from the word concerning that situation. Come on, church. You hear that? You have to tell the Lord what you believe from His word. If you're praying for your family and you just say, if you look at your prayer life, you'll find you're saying, Lord, save my father, save my wife, save my husband, save my children, save them, Lord, save them, save them. God knows they need salvation. But you need to take the promise and say, Lord, your word declares, because I believe in you, my household shall be saved. God says, I will honor that. If your child is going in his own way, and you're praying and saying, Lord, Lord, please save my child, Lord, please save my child. No, no, no. God will say, listen, what do you believe about the situation? You will need to take the word, which says in Isaiah 59, 20 and 21, which says, my children or your children shall be taught by the Lord. You take the word and say, Lord, your word declares, my children, wherever they are, they shall be taught by the Lord. Please, Lord, I can't teach them because whenever I try to correct them, they don't like it. So you teach them. Hear that? You teach them. When you take the word, God says, I will honor that. I will honor that. Now, if you're looking and wanting the presence of God in your life, and you come and stand like this for the presence of God to come upon you, seldom will the presence of God come upon you. But you have to take the scripture, which says, Lord, your word declares to come into your presence with thanksgiving and praise. So I come unto your presence with thanksgiving and praise. And you begin to worship the Lord. Boom! The anointing comes upon you. See, if you are looking for a baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you keep on praying, saying, Lord, I want a touch of your Holy Spirit. No, no, no. Nothing will happen. Are you with me? But if you take the word which says in Luke 11, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? God says, I treasure that. Boom. You know, it happened to me. Are you listening? Are you understanding what I'm saying this morning? The first time I went for a ministry, until then, I used to go with my spiritual father handy. He used to do everything and he just tell me what to do and I used to just go and do a while. And it was a learning experience. It was perfectly fine. The first time when God asked me to go and conduct a ministry, a crusade, and at those times we had retreats and we were doing the retreat. And he had told me beforehand all that is to be done. So I was doing all that exactly how he had told me to do. It came to the time of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. On the last and final day, you usually pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit when you find the congregation is open. So we're going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to fill the people of God. And I'm standing on stage, take up the mic, and I worship the Lord for some time, and I'm saying, Lord, fill your children, fill your children, fill your children with the Holy Spirit. Nothing happens. You ever stand there? And I said, my God, what do I do? Can you imagine that? And the devil's putting in your mind, then that crusade, a big flop. The Lord is not there with you. He's not even called you. And son of the Holy Spirit of God spoke inside of my spirit and said, take the scripture. And I said, Father, your word declares if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? So I ask you in the name of Jesus, baptize this congregation with the Holy Ghost. And the anointing fell. Amen. See, if you have seen me pray during the time of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you always find me saying the scripture out. Are you with me? God honors His word. Now what's happening is you are trying to make your life so perfect. See, whether it be in the area of forgiveness also. Some of you, you have repented, you have confessed your sin. You're always saying, Lord, please forgive me. You know, even yesterday, Lord, I was sinning against you. I was sitting before the computer and watching things that I shouldn't be doing. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. Still that guilt lingers on in your mind. Are you with me? And even on a Monday morning, you say the same thing again. On a Tuesday morning, also the same thing again. And it goes on for years. Why? That's not been broken. How it becomes broken? The guilt becomes broken when you take the word which says, Lord, your word declares in 1 John 1, if I confess my sins to you, you are faithful to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And the minute you say that, you find the forgiveness of God in your spirit. Are you with me? Otherwise, you're always looking for a feeling. Say, I don't feel forgiven. But the minute you take the word and say it out, your word declares, if I walk in the light, as you are in the light, sometimes you might be coming here and say, I don't feel comfortable with this congregation. I don't seem to, I don't seem to enjoy the fellowship. You know why? The problem is not with others. It's with you. My Bible says in 1 John 1, if I walk in the light as He is in the light, speaking about Jesus, I will have fellowship with one another. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all sin. Amen? So I need to get up in the morning and I need to say, Lord, your word declares, if I walk in the light as you are in the light, I have fellowship with one another. That's with the believers. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all sin. Just not some sin. All sin. Amen. Every dirty little thing that you've done, the blood of Jesus cleanses you. The minute you take the word in your mouth and apply it. Come on, church. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Amen. Have you tried that with forgiveness? You want to forgive somebody and you can't. And you say, Lord, I want to forgive this person, but I can't. I feel angry with this person. I'm trying to forgive, but I can't. You know why? Because you're not taking the word. You just say, Lord, your word declares, if I forgive others, you will forgive me. And so, Lord, I ask you for the grace to forgive. Boom, the grace shows up. Suddenly you're going and saying, oh, I'm sorry I kept this hatred against you. Please forgive me. Yeah, praise God. Amen. Otherwise, you're just praying every day, again and again praying, forgive, 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 forgive. Boom, nothing happens. Come on, church. Are we understanding something this morning? Yes. We come with thanksgiving. You don't come with saying, Lord, my problem is this, my problem is this. You come with thanksgiving. Because you know the Lord is in charge. Then you come with the promise of God. Are you with me? You take the promise of God. That's why you read the word. Take the word. Apply the promise of God. There is no impossible situations with God. Everything is possible through the word. Are you with me? Take the promise of God. Meditate on it. Say it out. Amen. Amen. And then what you do? See, your prayer to be effective and to reach right in the presence of the Father, you need to pray with the help of the Holy Spirit. The third thing. Some of you are praying without the help of God's Spirit. No, nothing happens. Are you with me? Nothing happens. Now let me explain that. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. We know this scripture. Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 20 and 21. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. It says there, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." One more time, I hope you got the picture. "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly." How many of you want God to do exceedingly? Abundantly. Amen. "Above all that we ask," that is prayer, "all that we ask," not somebody else, but ask the Lord. Amen. "Or think," even our thoughts, God knows. How does he answer that and give you exceedingly abundantly? "It is according to the power that works in you." You hear that? It is according to the power. Come on, church. According to the power that works in you. So if there is no Holy Ghost power inside of you, and you're saying, "Lord, exceedingly, abundantly, Lord, do something for my life," God says, "Exceedingly, abundantly, that anointing works when you pray with power." And that is the Holy Ghost power. It is not a self-effort, not selfish power, not your self-strength. It is God's anointing, God's Holy Spirit. That's why every time you pray, you say, "Holy Spirit, fill my spirit. Empower me." Hear that? Empower me. Holy Ghost. Now most people, they don't see results in their prayer. They pray and pray and they get frustrated after some time. You know why? One, they're not coming with thanksgiving. Two, they're not taking the promise of God. They're just saying their problems. Three, they are not praying with the help of the Holy Spirit. They're praying by themselves. And that has to do with a lot of habits that we learned in our religious system before. Are you with me? In the religious system before, we just would pray, that's all. Because we have to pray. It looks nice and neat and good. Every evening we have our family prayer. "Praise the Lord. Good evening. God bless." Morning, we never pray. Now, believers are just coming with that. Instead of coming into a time of relationship with the Spirit of God, where you say, "Holy Spirit, help me. Take this prayer right into the presence of the Father. I ask you in the name of Jesus." Now, when the power begins to work, that's the time when you begin to pray. Your voice is militant. Boom! Are you with me? It goes past the first heaven and the second heaven and goes into the third heavens where the throne of God is. The Bible says about three heavens. Now, most of the people's prayer doesn't reach up more than the first heaven. It falls till the roof. And again, next day again, you pick it up. Third day again. Only the Holy Ghost can take it up and take it into the presence of the Father. Are you with me? Come on, church. Only the Spirit of God can take it up. So you know that, Lord, that's why we believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's why we worship the Lord in the Spirit and in truth. And then the power of God is resident inside of you. When you pray, boom, things begin to happen. How many of you want things to happen when you pray? How many of you are tired of praying the same prayer, repetitive prayer, continuously forever and ever and ever till eternity? No, we don't want that. We want to see some manifestations of prayer in our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. That happens when the Spirit of God is there. Now, one more scripture. Romans chapter 8. 8th chapter, Romans. And 26, 27. Are you there? Romans 8. "Likewise, The Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You hear that? Who makes intercession for us? Not Mother Mary. Not Peter. The Holy Spirit Himself, the third person of the Trinity, amen, makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now read the 27th verse. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of. Now listen to this, something amazing here. You might have read the scripture 100 million times. But look at this 27th verse which says, now he who searches the hearts, not heart, it's not singular, hearts. You hear that? It's not singular. It's hearts, more than one heart. Now you have only one heart. But the Spirit helps you, and when he begins to intercede according to, searches the hearts, which means whenever you pray, you're just not praying for yourself, are you? Huh? See, you're praying for your child, and your child is going the way he wants to go. And you're praying, Lord, 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 please do something about it. Nothing happens. Because his heart is not touched. He gets kind of irritated when you pray in front of him. My mother used to do that before. Before I got saved. I said, I'm going for the Navy ball. Not now. Long time. I'm going for the Navy ball. And before you know, from if I'm supposed to go at 7:30 in the evening, right from 6 o'clock while I'm dressing up, she'll be praying in the room there. Lord, I bind that spirit. I bind it in the name of Jesus. She's doing all right, and it gets me more into it. I said, okay, I'll show you. You bind it as much as many times as you want. I'm going to go. Hear that? But this is the key. Your prayer doesn't have to irritate anyone else except the devil. Your prayer only has to irritate the devil and has to bring the blessing of God into your life. How does that happen? That happens when you pray in the Spirit. Are you with me? Every heart that is involved, if you're praying for your child, not only really your heart, but even the heart of his, the Lord will take care. Amen. Imagine now, one of us, which is the mini church, is here, and her son is also here. So mini church is praying for Naveen. No matter how many times she should say to Naveen, Mane, Pratike, Bible, Vaike, Meeting, Nava. Why? Because his heart is not touched, his mind is getting affected. Are you with me? Maybe he knows also he has to do those things, but he's not having the power. But when she begins to pray in the Spirit, God says, I'll do something about it, and touches his heart. You hear that? Hear that? Did you hear that? Some of you are praying for your family. Some of you are praying for your business clients or your friends. Some of you are praying for your own church members. That prayer to be effective, it has to be prayed in the Spirit, with the help of the Spirit. The Spirit of the living God. No other way. Then you see results coming into you. God immediately honoring that. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Amen. Now, I just close with one more scripture on prayer, and I just close with it. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. That's in the Old Testament. The fourth chapter. Now, this is a good prayer for you to pray. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. I read from verse 1 onwards. The sons of Judah were... You there? The sons of Judah were Peresh, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, Shobal, and Ria. And the son of Shobal begot Jahath, and Jahath begot Amuai and Lahad. And they were the families of Sorahites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, Idbash, and the name of the sister was Asselpoint. I wonder what is her nickname. And Peniel was the father of Jador, and Eser was the father of Pusha. They were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrath, the father of Bethlehem. And Ashur, the father of Teko, had two wives, Hela and Nara. You cannot serve two masters at the same time. So have only one. Amen. Hallelujah. And Nara bore him Husam, Hefer, Temini, and Ashatari. And these were the sons of Nara, the sons of Helav, Serat, Sohar, and Ethan. It's a message by itself. And Kos begot Anub, Sobeib, the families of Aharel, the son of Harum. Understanding all that, don't you? The ninth verse. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called, unlike that word, called on the God of Israel, saying, that's a beautiful prayer to make, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I might not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. God, what he had? Amen. Shelub, the brother of Shuha, begot Meher, who was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begot Beth Rapha. It goes on. Yes? What am I trying to say? A whole chapter on just names. But one name is taking some significance. Why? Because that name chose to pray. Are you with me? See, how many of you know just names? But how many of you would like to make a difference in your life or see a difference in your life? Amen. A whole lot of names, but one name suddenly is becoming more distinguished. And that is the name called Jabez, which means actually he will cause pain. Because his brother bore him in pain. And everybody looks at him and says, you are a pain. Anybody said that? You are a pain. That's what's happening to him. He's tired of listening to that all the time. And you know what he does? He says, I want some honor too in my life. And my Bible says here, the reason he was more honorable than his brothers was because he prayed. Then the verse says, Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed. You hear that? Come on, church. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. And what am I trying to tell you is this. Listen, many of you wouldn't have the assurance to say that to the Lord. Many of you would say, Lord, if it is your will, please bless me. Are you with me? We become so spiritual and so no results come. Hear that? And some of you are sitting here and saying, Lord, I'm going to manage something else. God 24 hours, 365 days, God the manas under. But God wants to see whether you have some backbone in your prayer. Whether you're meaning what you're saying when you say to him. Or whether you are double-minded. James 1 says a double-minded person will never receive anything from God. Are you with me? If you want a blessing, some people say, Pastor, just pray. And I ask them, what do you want me to pray? No, just pray. So what? Do you want me to pray for? If you want me to pray for you to be set free from backsliding, say that. God will honor and answer your prayer. I agree with you. But just don't say, no, Raj. Malaki, why are you? Praise the Lord. You and me as children of God, we have a Heavenly Father, the living God. We come and say, Father, bless me indeed. Are you with me? Bless me indeed. And two, enlarge my boundaries. Amen. You know why that is said there? It's amazing. Are you okay with this message? Huh? See, many of you don't say that, do you? Bless me indeed. See, Jacob in Genesis 32, he held on to the Lord and said, Lord, I won't let you go until you bless me. Now, most people don't say that. They ask one thing of God today, and next day they even forget what they asked. Because they never expected a result. If you are of marriageable age and you are looking for a partner in life, say, Lord, your word declares to not to marry an unbeliever. I want a believer. And I ask you, in Jesus' name, persist with that prayer in faith. God will honor that. If you want to see prosperity in your business, don't say, Lord, manas undengi lassi yane. All okka randu nalla clients okka. No. Have the assurance when you pray. You hear that? Come on, church. Come on. Help me with this, please. Jacob said, I won't let you go until you bless me. James 4 says, you receive not because you ask not. Can you imagine that? God is saying, you receive not because you ask not. If you want to see restoration, say, take the promise. Say the word. So Lord, your word declares this. Are you with me? Be bold in your prayer. Have assurance when you pray. You receive not because you ask not. And so what happens to you? You know what? After a long time later, you will get discouraged with prayer. Like kalipida nori. Nallan try cheyada born again. അന്യവാസി ആരാധിക്കുക അതും ആരാധിച്ച് സഭ വിടുക സഭയും വിട്ടു എല്ലാം ചെയ്തു ഒന്നും സംഭവിക്കുന്നില്ല. See, if this word is false and what Jesus said is false, we might as well pack our bags and go home and sit and watch TV. After all, a good match is taking place. When I came to say, we had lost 4 wickets. Come on. But this word is true. If Jesus says he'll set the captives free, he means it. Are you with me? How many can understand what I'm saying? See, here it says, enlarge my territory. You know what that means? See, when God sent Joshua and, when Joshua entered the promised land as a commander of God's people, he was outlining the boundaries of each tribe and giving to each tribe what they wanted or what God had told them to assign. That boundary denoted that tribe's realm of authority. Are you with me? And so here when it says, give me or enlarge my borders, what this man Jabez is asking is, Lord, enlarge my level or realm of authority. Hear that? Enlarge my realm of authority. Amen. Hallelujah. Hudson Taylor used to pray and he said, Lord, give me China. We can't even believe for our families. See, God, he wanted to see an enlarged boundary for the gospel. He said, Lord, give me China. പിന്നെയാണ് ആ പനമ്പിളിനകര്. God will give to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now what happens to you? You need to understand this very clear. See, you are not studying to be a priest. You are a priest already. Are you with me? My Bible says every one of us was born again as a royal priest. And then chalavar padichondirikkum achanaya. എന്നെങ്കിലൊക്കെ ഒന്ന് അച്ഛനായിട്ടൊന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കണം. യു ആർ ഓൾറെഡി എ റോയൽ പ്രീസ്റ്റ്. ഇൻ അദർ വേർഡ്സ് യു ആർ സേയിങ് ലോർഡ് എൻലാർജ് മൈ ബൗണ്ടറി ഓഫ് അതോറിറ്റി. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഐ ഗോ ടു ദിസ് ഫാസ്റ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് വി ആർ സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ദി സെക്കൻഡ് സർവീസ്. യു കൻ മേക്ക് ദിസ് യുവർ പ്രയർ. തേർഡ് തിങ് ദാറ്റ് ഹി ആസ്ക്ഡ് ദിസ്, ലോർഡ്, ഐ നോ വെൻ യു എൻലാർജ് മൈ റിലം ഓഫ് അതോറിറ്റി, I cannot keep it by myself. Only you can keep it. So therefore, Lord, I need to depend upon you. Therefore, keep your hand upon me. You would enlarge my territory and your hand would be with me. Amen? Amen. How many have ever said, Lord, please keep your hand upon my shoulder? See, this Jabez was more honorable than his brothers because he said a simple prayer. And God honored his prayer. Lord, keep your hand upon me. I might not cause pain to anyone else. Please. Keep your hand upon me. Lift your hand and say to the Father, Father, in Jesus' name, hear the prayer of your people. Say it out. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, my God, keep your hand upon each one of us this morning and for the rest of our lives. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you enlarge my boundary, and when I've got more realm of authority, I have every chance of going my own way. It is said that pastors face the greatest temptation on Monday mornings. Are you with me? On Monday mornings. Ministers of the gospel. Because they just had a high on Sunday. They seen the anointing operate in their lives, the realm of authority has been boom. On Monday morning, they have every chance of the enemy attacking them at the weakest moment. So that's the time you say, Lord, keep your hand upon me. You've enlarged my boundaries and given me authority over all these areas, but keep your hand upon me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, you know, and the last, I will close with this. How many of you enjoyed this message? How many of you find that God speaking to you? Would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I might not cause pain. See, he didn't say, Lord, help me from sin. In other words, help me from falling into sin. What he said is, keep me from evil. Don't even give me an opportunity to be tempted. Are you with me? Keep me from evil. That's what the Lord prayed in Matthew 6 and told the disciples to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the temptation. See, temptation comes and you say, no, I need to hold my strength, I need to keep myself. No, 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 no. Chances are that you will fall. Just don't bring me to it, Lord. Keep your hand upon me. Keep me from evil. You hear that? How many of you understand what I'm saying, please? Keep me from evil. See, it is amazing. James chapter 1. Please look to it. We're just studying scripture. Plenty of it today. James chapter 1. And 13 and 14. Let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. The 14th verse. But each one is tempted, how? When he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Hear that? What am I trying to tell you? See, if I have a desire for alcohol, and that's my weakness, if alcohol is kept in front of me, the devil can entice me into it. But if I have no temptation to alcohol, no matter how much bottles of alcohol is kept in front of me, I won't be enticed. If you have a weakness for pornography and alcohol is kept in front of you, nothing might happen. Are you with me? But if it is pornography that is your weakness, the enemy will make sure that everything is around you. Are you with me? You won't even have to go looking for it, actually. It might just come around you. And don't say, Lord, I praise you. Thank you, Lord. So what is the man praying? He's saying, Lord, keep me from evil. Don't allow anything to come around me. Are you with me? You need to pray for two things. Say, Lord, give me sanctified desires on the areas of your weakness. If it is men, if it is women, if it is alcohol, if it is money, the love of money, or anything, say, Lord, no. Hear that? Huh? Yes. Would you make this a prayer in your life every day? Can we say that together? And then we close. Oh, and Jabez called, the 10th verse, on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you say what I said today? Simple things to pray. One, come with thanksgiving. Two, come with the promise. Three, pray in the Holy Spirit. Amen. You remember that? How many of you want to be vessels of honor where you want to pray? We're going to ask the Father and together to give us an anointing of supplication and grace where we can be blessed with that this morning. Stand up. Stand up in your places this morning in prayer. Close your eyes in prayer. Open your heart to the Lord and say, Lord, I come to you in the name of Jesus and I pray. Pray in your own words. He listens to you. You don't have to be scared to pray. Close your eyes and pray today. Come on, church. Let's pray together. Pray together. Come on, pray. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't hear you. Come on. Pray. Pray. Father, I pray for everyone in this congregation, including my life. Lord, your word declares in Psalms 5 and verse 3, morning by morning to seek your face. We pray, Lord, your word, right now back to you. We ask you to give us that grace of supplication. Give us the grace of prayer that we can approach your throne with boldness to seek your face. Morning by morning, your word declares, ask and we shall receive. Seek and we will find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto us. We do it this day in the name of your Son, Jesus, knowing that you answer whatever we ask. You in the name of your Son, Lord my God, let there be grace flowing into every heart and into every life this morning, that we would be like Jabez, we'd find an answer to our lives in prayer. Hallelujah, that you would keep us from evil and that your hand would be upon us at all times. We ask you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and we thank you that you've heard, we thank you that you've heard, and we thank you that we have heard, and we receive now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, give a clap offering unto the Lord this morning. Hallelujah! Glory to your name! Glory to your name! Let there be thanksgiving in your hearts! Glory! Glory, hallelujah! My Jesus, my Savior, hallelujah! Glory to your name! Hallelujah! Glory to your name! And the honor is to the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you believe to fast and pray this week for the ministry? Would you lift your hands?